that was a little bit of ASMR for that ass. And if you want to know what you were vibing to, that was me washing the dishes. But on a more serious note, what up, what up? This is Hilda, and this is Real Motherfucking Talk, where I keep it real about just about anything under the sun. So today's episode is the Thanksgiving episode. I know it's December already, but I know most of you Americans have leftovers in the refrigerator right now, so it's still Thanksgiving to me, and I still have a few days off of work, aka just Sunday, which is today. So I just made myself really sad. But anyway, Thanksgiving. I was on social media the other day, which is a mistake, by the way. Whatever you do, don't go on social media on holidays, because it is a depressing place. It's either really depressing or it's a bunch of pictures of people with their family and pictures of people's Thanksgiving plates, if you're American, that is, or if you have a lot of American friends. So yeah, stay away from social media on Thanksgiving or on holidays in general, sweetheart. If you want to be sane, then yeah, stay away. But I was on social media and I saw this meme, and it happened to be the San Andreas, GTA San Andreas meme, where the guy's walking into the alley and he's like, oh shit, here we go again. All right, so this time it was one where it says something to the effect of like, oh, you know, when a conscious person walks into the Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, into the, wherever it is that you fucking walk into when you go to Thanksgiving. And it kind of pissed me off, to be honest, or like it made me feel some type of way, because I was just like, damn, for real, like people are just really out here ruining days off. To be honest, like Thanksgiving, yes, I understand that the origins of Thanksgiving as a holiday in America is based off of genocide, straight up, okay? But just like anything else, we can make holidays into whatever we want. So for example, let's even take Columbus Day in California and several other states. We decided that we didn't fuck with Columbus because Columbus is an asshole. So we just said, hey, let's petition to make it Indigenous Peoples Day. We're a day of celebration for Indigenous people. And that's what we did. So the same can be done for Thanksgiving, or what people like to call Thanksliving, which I like a lot more than Thanksgiving. Thanksliving is dope as fuck. I like the sound of that. But anyway, yeah, I feel like a lot of people kind of attack or try to kind of make it seem like they have like family issues. And a lot of people do have a lot of family issues, especially the conscious community who is against, say, Christianity and Catholicism and all of your mainstream religions. A lot of conscious people are pretty hostile around the holidays. And I don't see the point in that, to be honest. Excuse me, I just started chewing gum. That was a bad idea, but it's delicious. Back to my point. Conscious people always end up attacking religious people, aka their family. And I think it's pretty backwards, because the conscious community is always talking about going back to more indigenous way, or going back to your roots. And a lot of our roots as indigenous people, which is what we call POC, people of color, non-white people, basically, our roots are very family oriented. So this idea of separating ourselves because of beliefs is pretty backwards to me. It's kind of more, it kind of falls into more of the colonization mindset to me, okay? And I just don't dig it. I just don't dig it. I think that in order for us to begin to even heal a lot of the trauma that has been put on our people and our ancestors, as well as our families and ourselves, we have to start really trying to work with each other. So the idea that, you know, that you're going to go into your family reunion or your family dinner already thinking, well, this is going to go wrong, this is going to go bad, then you already have that negativity behind your way of thinking, which is pretty fucked up. So I feel like that's not cool, and I feel like social media has been perpetuating that kind of that train of thought for a lot of people, where a lot of people are saying, you know what, yeah, I don't want to go to my family reunion or my family dinner because I already know that my aunts are going to ask me about getting married, or we're not going to have kids, or they're going to be arguing about what I'm doing or not doing, why I'm not going to church, or why I don't believe in Jesus, or why I don't accept the white Jesus. Cool. That's fine. Good for you. Let me tell you something. Straight up, my mom is very religious, and I've talked about this in previous podcasts. My mom is very religious. Her sisters are very religious. My other aunts are very religious. They're all religious women. They love God. They love Jesus. And let me tell you something. I get along just fine with all of them because I've set aside my differences with them. And they're cool with it. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that not every single family member is the same. Not every single individual is the same. So some people might be more combative with you. But to be honest, we have to set our egos aside. I highly recommend actually you reading this book called A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. I hope I didn't butcher his last name. I'm not very good at pronunciation of just about anything. But yes, you should try and read that. A New Earth. And I think he has another book. And I don't remember what it's called. So it deals with the ego. So he talks about how people's egos are what's kind of getting in the way of our moving forward as a people. And mind you, he's a white guy. And I agree with him. I do fully agree with the idea that ego is what's getting in the way. So when a lot of us conscious people get together, it becomes like this weird sort of religion already, you know? The thing that you wanted to get away from, which was religion, is what you're kind of throwing yourself into now. You've become religious in a sense, because you've made your own ideals, you made your own philosophies and ways of thinking, and you're really dogmatic about it. That's crazy. Isn't that what you're trying to combat when you try to get away from Catholicism and Christianity? The whole idea that, you know, you're being judged or not judging other people. I don't know. Just a thought. So that kind of thing is what made me feel like, I don't know, people are bullshitting a lot. And that's why I started out with telling you, just don't go on social media around the holidays if you don't want to be annoyed by people around the world or in America usually. But yeah, I don't know, guys. What do you think? Let me know. Agree or not, do you think that the conscious, quote unquote, community, the conscious community is too dogmatic? Do you think the conscious community is sort of feeding into the colonization mindset by creating this individualistic kind of way of thinking? Do you think that we should try to work things out with our family? And I understand certain things, because I know some people are going to say, well, no, you can't just tell people to go and like get along with their family if there's trauma behind there, if their family has done really terrible things to them. No, I'm not saying that. Look, bad people are bad people. People who have done fucked up things have, like, there's no way around it. You just have to get away from people who do fucked up shit to you or who make you feel terrible. But things like ideas and ideals, I think you can work around those, to be honest. Like, for example, if you have an uncle who, you know, I hope nobody's triggered here. You have an uncle that maybe molested you or something. And, you know, somebody's sitting there telling you like, oh, you should get along with him because no, that's not what I'm saying. You don't have to get along with nobody that's done nothing bad like that to you. What I'm saying is ideas and ideals. Religion and philosophies should not separate families. I just don't think that's right. And I think that the Western world has made it so that it's much easier for us to just say, hey, you know what? I don't like how you think, so I'm just not gonna fuck with you, even though it's your sister or your brother or your mom or your grandmother. You know, these people our family members or people that are older than us, our elders, have really very serious information to pass down to us. They have all these records that may only be passed down verbally. You know what I'm saying? They have these ideals, these, you know, ways of doing things that can only be passed down if you're in communication with them. You know what I'm saying? There's certain things that you only learn about your family through the elders. And if you separate yourself from the elders, then, you know, you're separating yourself from who you are and your roots. Again, like I said, if your grandmother, grandfather, mother, father did some fucked up shit to you, by all means, you know what? I agree. Cut them off. Don't go. But, you know, that's another thing, is if you had very traumatic things happen to you with your family and you try to tell somebody and nobody believed you, then why put yourself through the whole process of going to that place again, you know, talking to the family and just feeling triggered again? That's one thing that I feel like, nah, don't do that shit. Even if you have to spend Thanksgiving or the holidays away from your family or the people that, some of the other people that you love. So yeah, that's are just a couple of thoughts that I had on Thanksgiving. And another thing I want to talk about, let me just throw this in too, okay? The vegans on Thanksgiving, god damn it. Or Thanksgiving, remember Thanksgiving. All right, so there's a lot of vegans, and I don't consider myself vegan, but I do eat plant-based. I don't eat any animals. I do eat honey, by the way. If any of the vegans are out there listening, I'm sorry, I have betrayed you. But I eat honey. I eat eggs sometimes. But I consider myself plant-based. And a lot of vegans are just like the conscious, or kind of hand in hand, maybe in the conscious community. They do the same shit, you know. You know, I don't eat meat, so nobody else should eat meat. And they go online and they start preaching to their family about how they shouldn't be eating meat and how meat is murder. Okay, I completely, full-heartedly agree with that idea that, you know, eating meat is creating an issue where animals are being abused because of farm practices. But going to your family and doing a whole speech on it, a PowerPoint presentation, showing them pictures and videos, is not going to help the situation, straight up, all right? A lot of people shy away from that kind of shit. Let's be honest, a lot of people are hypocrites, and that's fine. I'm a hypocrite in a lot of senses, too. I'm not, like, calling people out and saying, like, oh, there's everybody who eats meat is a hypocrite. I'm saying, like, we are all hypocrites in some way. That's a conversation that I had with my friend the other day, that, yeah, we're all hypocrites in some way, but, you know, telling people that in that way and showing them videos and pictures and, you know, telling them, like, oh, yeah, you know, doing the whole finger wagging thing at them, it doesn't work. The best thing to do is practice what you preach. You know what I'm saying? You go to Thanksgiving dinner, you take your stuff, your vegan or whatever plant-based stuff that has no meat in it, make sure it's delicious, and then watch your family eat it and have a great time. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with it, you know. A lot of people are turning plant-based. A lot of people that I know are trying out the plant-based thing because I came to them and said, hey, you know, this is the way I eat, and, you know, in my home, I don't bring meat into my home, so if you're going to come here, I'm only going to feed you plant-based things. So I'm not going to judge you. I'm just saying, in my home, no meat, please don't bring it. And everybody has respected that, and it's been great. It's been cool. And a lot of people have asked me questions, and then I just answer them and tell them, hey, you know, this is better than that. And they ask me, like, oh, so why do you think that this is bad? Or what do you think about this health issue or that health issue? Then we have conversations. It's not me preaching at them. It's not me lecturing nobody. We have actual conversations like adults. And I think that's the issue with a lot of vegans, or plant-based people. They have that issue where they start lecturing, and nobody likes being lectured. Do you remember as a kid when your mom or dad used to lecture you and you hated that shit and you're like, oh my god, why the fuck do I have to sit here and take this? It's the same thing. I just don't do it. And one more thing that I wanted to mention about Thanksgiving and making it your own. My dad said something really interesting, really powerful, I think, at our dinner the other day. We had our Thanksgiving dinner on Friday, by the way, because, you know, we do what the fuck we want. And my dad, after we said, you know, our prayer and our thanks, he said, you know what? I'm really happy and thankful and grateful to be here at this table with my family. You know, 30 years ago, or over 30 years ago, when I came to America, when we just started out, me and your mom started out, I didn't think that I was going to be here with my grandchildren, with my kids at the table, just having a great time, having a great dinner. And it struck me because he also said, you know, Thanksgiving, you know, it's about the whole pilgrims thing. But he said, if you think about it, us as immigrants are pilgrims to America here. And I know that a lot of people are going to say, well, we're the original people, indigenous people. No, what I'm saying is that my parents came from a different country. All right. I'm telling them, tell you, they came from a different country to America in this day and age. And they didn't have anything. They weren't given anything. There was no handouts. There was very little help, and they worked it out. You know, they were the pilgrims, is what my dad said. You know, we were the pilgrims. We were the immigrants that came here and made something out of nothing. And now we're here, and we're having this beautiful dinner with each other and enjoying each other's company. And that's what matters. You know what I'm saying? It matters that you're with your family and you get to have a day off. Like, come on, man. Like, you have a whole day off, like, where everything is shut down for like half the day. Nobody has to go to work. Nobody has to go to school. You can just, and everybody just understands that you're with your family. So you don't have to answer phone calls. You don't have to answer texts for real, because everybody has that understanding that it's Thanksgiving Day and you're with your family. It's expected for you to be with your family. I'm not saying that you have to be with your family, but all I'm saying is that everybody's kind of, you know, has that expectation already. So you can just chill out with your family. And I think that's the best part of Thanksgiving. It's not like, oh, where it comes from. And, you know, it's about making it what you want to make it. It's about making it your own. You know what I'm saying? If you're an immigrant, if you're an indigenous person, you make that shit your own, because guess what? We have a fucking day off and we all get to party. So all I'm saying is, let's make this holiday our own. I'm sure that a lot of you are doing it already, but, you know, just, if you needed to hear this, just know that any holiday, whether Western or made by the white man, or who has any kind of fucked up origin, you know what? Make it your own. I don't know anybody who sits around saying like, oh, well, you know, I'm so glad the pilgrims came, and let's give thanks that the pilgrims and the Native Americans, except like in school, you know what I'm saying? In grade school is when they told us that weird shit. That's a whole different story. Decolonizing our children is a whole different podcast. And we could talk about that later on, I guess. But, you know, that's all I wanted to say about that. So now that that's out of the way, let's listen to some tunes. Let's listen to some Chronics. And I'll tell you a little story later on about my pets. Chronics with Skankin' Sweet. Hey, it's me again. All right, so I'm done talking about Thanksgiving stuff. This is a segment where I talk about my pets, because I like my pets a lot and I want you all to know about them. So I got a lot of pets, but one of them is named Mickey. He's a little chihuahua. He's brown. I think I posted him a couple times on my social media, so a couple of you may already know what he looks like. But he's a little chihuahua, and he looks pretty funny, to be honest. But anyway, that's besides the point. I take them out when I go to my mom's house. I like to take them outside so they can go and do their business, kind of get some air, do the thing. And they usually don't have leashes on, because it just takes a really long time to get them to put their leashes on. They try to run away. They don't really like them. They're not used to them. So I just take them around the corner. They walk around a bit. And one day I took Mickey and Lulu out. Lulu's the other little chihuahua. I took them both out. And Mickey had crossed the street to the other side of the street from where our house was. And, you know, I'm just chilling there. And then I see this big ass bus, like a school bus, driving down our street. Not our street, but like the street next to ours. And Mickey, like a fucking little dumbass that he is, he started crossing the street just as a bus is going by. And I shit you not, I swear to God, I thought that Mickey was about to get smushed because he got so close to the bus. He got so close, in fact, that the tire from the bus grazed his little snout. So he was walking and then he got like the tire just kind of hit him in the snout. So he moved back. So he wasn't hurt. He just got kind of startled. But oh my God, I almost fucking passed out because I was like, oh no, I don't want to see Mickey get smushed by a big ass school bus. That'd be the worst. But dumbass Mickey made it. He was relatively unhurt. All he had was like, I don't even think it hurt him. He just got kind of startled. So he's alive and well now, doing his thing, still crossing the street, still not wearing leashes. And that's all I got to say about that. So my friends, with all that being said, with the Thanksgiving chat and the Mickey story, I want you all to know that my opinions are just opinions, just like anything else. Everything is made up out here. Stay woke. Everybody's got an opinion, like they got trauma. So don't get triggered by anything that I say. Don't get offended. And if you do, it's all good. You can cuss me out. I can't hear you. And once again, my friends, until next time, keep it real.